State license laws. All 50 states, the District of Columbia, and all Canadian provinces license and regulate the activities of real estate professionals. While the laws share a common purpose, the details vary from state to state. Real estate license laws have been enacted to protect the public by ensuring a standard of competence and professionalism in the real estate industry. The laws achieve this goal by establishing basic requirements for obtaining a real estate license and, in many cases, requiring continuing education to keep a license. Defining which activities require licensing. Describing the acceptable standards of conduct and practice for licensees, and enforcing those standards through a disciplinary system. The purpose of these laws is not merely to regulate the real estate industry. Their main objective is to make sure that the rights of purchasers, sellers, tenants, and owners are protected from unscrupulous or sloppy practices. However, by establishing minimum levels of competency and limits of permitted behavior, laws can make the marketplace safer and more honest. Brokerage agreements. Brokerage agreements are employment contracts for the personal professional services of the sponsoring broker, not for the transfer of real estate. The various types of brokerage agreements establish the basic relationship between the parties and provide different levels of rights and responsibilities for the sponsoring broker. Perhaps most important, brokerage agreements address the essential questions of exclusivity and compensation. A listing agreement is an employment contract between a sponsoring broker and a seller. A buyer representation agreement is an employment contract as well because it establishes the rights and responsibilities of the sponsoring broker as agent for the buyer. A management contract sets up the relationship between the sponsoring broker and the owner of a rental property. In Illinois, per Section 1450.195, a brokerage agreement is either a written or oral agreement between a sponsoring broker and a client for licensed real estate activities, to be provided to a client in return for compensation or the right to receive compensation from another. Brokerage agreements may constitute either a bilateral or a unilateral agreement between the sponsoring broker and the sponsoring broker's client, depending upon the content of the brokerage agreement. All exclusive brokerage agreements must be in writing. Also in Illinois, each broker agreement must clearly state that it is illegal for either the owner or the sponsoring broker to refuse to display or sell to any person because of one's membership in a protected class, example, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, ancestry, age, marital status, physical or mental handicap, familial status, or any other class protected by Article 3 of the Illinois Human Rights Act. Employment contracts with buyers and sellers create special agency relationships between the principal client, the person who is being represented by the sponsoring broker, and the sponsoring broker, the agent. As agent, the sponsoring broker is authorized to represent the principal client to third parties. Under both the law of agency and most state license laws, only a sponsoring broker can act as the legal agent to list, sell, rent, or purchase another person's real estate and provide other services to a principal. All sponsored licensees of a sponsoring broker may perform these acts in the name of, and under the supervision of the sponsoring broker only, designated buyer or seller agent. Expiration of brokerage agreement. All exclusive brokerage agreements should specify a definite period during which the broker is to be employed. In Illinois, as in most states, failing to specify a definite termination date in a listing agreement is grounds for the suspension or revocation of a real estate license. Automatic extension. Pursuant to Section 10-25 of the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000, no licensee shall obtain any written brokerage agreement containing a clause automatically extending the period of the contract. Types of listing agreements. 4 basic types of buyer agency agreements exist. 1. Exclusive right to sell listing agreements. 2. Exclusive agency listing agreements. 3. Open listing agreement. 4. Net listing exclusive right to sell listing agreements. In an exclusive right to sell listing, one broker is appointed as the seller's sole agent. The listing broker is given the exclusive right or authorization to market the seller's property. If the property is sold while the listing is in effect, the seller must pay the broker a commission regardless of who sells the property, the listing broker, another broker, or even if the seller finds a buyer without the broker's assistance. Sellers benefit from this form of agreement because the broker feels freer to spend time and money actively marketing the property, making a timely and profitable sale more likely. From the broker's perspective, an exclusive right to sell listing offers the greatest opportunity to receive a commission. The majority of residential listing agreements in Illinois are exclusive right to sell listing agreements. Exclusive agency listing agreements. In an exclusive agency listing, one broker is authorized to act as the exclusive agent of the seller principal. However, the seller retains the right to sell the property without obligation to the broker. The seller retains the right to sell the property without financial obligation to the listing broker. Open listing agreement. In an open listing, known in some areas as a non-exclusive listing, the seller retains the right to employ any number of brokers as agents. The brokers can act simultaneously, and the seller is financially obligated only to that broker who successfully produces a ready, willing, and able buyer. If the seller personally sells the property without the aid of any of the brokers, the seller is not obligated to pay a commission. Negotiated terms of an open listing agreement should be in writing to protect the broker's ability to collect an agreed-on fee from the seller. Written terms may be in the form of a listing agreement if the broker represents the seller, or a fee agreement if the broker represents the buyer or the seller does not wish to be represented. However, many open listing agreements are oral. Net listing. A net listing provision specifies that the seller will receive a net amount of money from any sale, with the excess going to the listing broker as commission. The broker is free to offer the property at any price greater than the net amount the seller wants. The difference is the broker's fee. Because a net listing can create a clear conflict of interest between the broker's fiduciary responsibility to the seller and the broker's profit motive, net listings are legal in Illinois but not recommended due to the potential for fraud. Case study scenarios. Role-playing number 3, part A. Broker Frankie is a very successful top real estate agent in his market area for over 20 years. A very close friend of Broker Frankie decided to list his home. The seller, Michael, is a very successful businessperson with many business connections in the same area. Broker Frankie provided a very detailed market analysis on Michael's property, and according to the market analysis, the current market value is $500,000. Seller Michael felt that since Broker Frankie is a top producing agent, seller Michael wanted to get as much as he can and wanted to list the property at $550,000. Broker Frankie knows that he can sell the property if it is priced correctly at $500,000. Broker Frankie wants the listing so that he can tap into Michael's business connections. What should Broker Frankie do? Broker Frankie should turn down the listing because it is overpriced at $550,000. B. Broker Frankie should take the listing at $550,000 and work a lot harder and try to sell the property. C. Broker Frankie should refer his client Michael to another agent so that his relationship with Michael will not be affected. D. Broker Frankie should review the market data with Michael and, if needed, reduce his commission so that seller Michael will get what he wants. Part B. While reviewing the property disclosures, Broker Frankie noticed that seller Michael failed to disclose an existing seepage problem in the basement of the house. What should Broker Frankie do? Broker Frankie should insist that the seepage problem be disclosed. B. Broker Frankie will inform the buyer only if asked. C. Wait for the inspection report and see if this issue is discovered. D. Broker Frankie should order an inspection by a professional to verify if there is a problem. Guaranteed sale. Sometimes, brokers and sellers enter into guaranteed sale agreements, in which the broker agrees to buy the listed property if it fails to sell before the end of the listing period. Typically, these guarantees are made to the seller as an inducement to list the property with the broker. In Illinois, any exclusive listing agreement must be in writing and is subject to other legal requirements, noted in detail in the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000.